consider the question, Rogaldorn. The first axiom of defense is to understand what you defend against. What are you afraid of? Who are you afraid of?
Dorn paced the halls of the Kathmandau precinct, where the organs of the Adeptus Terror did their work. The precinct, an entire city contained within the terraced compounds of the inner palace, never slept. Robed clerks and burnished servitors bustled along the broad concourses. Ministers and ambassadors conducted business beneath the kilometer-high roof of the Hegemon. The great mechanism of the Imperium whirred about him, its relentless function like a ticking timepiece. This was what unity had brought. This and the near measureless expanse of worlds and dominions that it guided and administered. For 200 years, the Emperor and his Primarchs had fought to create the Imperium. They had waged the Great Crusade from star to star to forge the Empire of Man, an epic undertaking they had all made without hesitation, because they believed, with utter conviction, in the bright destiny it would shape for their species. They had all believed, all of them.
What was he afraid of? Who was he afraid of? Angron? Not him. Dorn would spit his head without compunction if they came face to face. Lorgar? Magnus? There'd always been a fetid whiff of sorcery about those two. But Dorn felt nothing towards them he could describe as fear. Fulgrim? No. The Phoenician was a singular foe, but not an object of terror. Hercurabo. Well now, their rivalry was old. The spiteful scrapping of two brothers who fought for a father's attention.
Dorn smiled despite his mood. His years of exchanged insults with Percherabo seemed almost comical compared to this. They were too much alike, too jealous of one another's oh-so-similar abilities. Dorn knew it was a weakness for him to have risen to the Iron Warrior's baiting. But competition had always been a motivating force amongst the Primarch brothers. It had been encouraged as a factor to drive them on to greater and yet greater accomplishments.
No, he was not afraid of Percherabo. Horus Lupercal, then?
Dorn's aimless wanderings had taken him to the Investory. In that broad space, an amphitheatre open to the night sky, statues of the 20 stood on ouslit plinths in a silent ring. There was no one around. Even the custodian guard was absent. Lumen orbs glowed on black iron poles. The Investory was 2 kilometres in diameter. Under the glittering stars, it felt like an arena where 20 warriors had gathered to make their combat. The 2nd and 11th plinths had been vacant for a long time. No one ever spoke of those 2 absent brothers. Their separate tragedies had seemed like aberrations. Had they, in fact, been warnings that no one had heeded? Sigismund had urged that the effigies of the traitors also be removed from the Investory. He had offered to do the work himself. This, Dorn recalled, had made the Emperor laugh. For the time being, the traitors had been shrouded. Their towering, draped forms seemed like phantoms in the blue darkness.
Horus, then? Was it Horus? Perhaps. Dorn knew that Horus was the greatest of them, which made him the gravest foe. Could any one of them hope to best Lupercal on the field of war?
Martial prowess was hardly the point. Dorn had never feared an adversary in his life because of how strong he was or how hard he fought. Combat was only ever a test. What mattered, what engendered fear, was why an adversary fought. What made him fight?
Oh, now we have it. Now the truth dawns. He felt the hairs on his skin rise. I'm not afraid of Horus. I'm afraid of finding out why he has turned against us. I cannot conceive of any justification for this schism, but Horus must have his reasons. I am afraid that when I know them, when they are explained to my baffled